afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're the first to arrive.
Okay, thank you.
Doing well?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Baruch Hashem.
Yes, I am. Can't complain. Did you get much weather when that last storm came through? Or y'all live kind of away from that?
No, we got some of it, but it wasn't, it really wasn't much. It was a couple of hours of rain, and it was relatively light rain. The storm the
Okay.
week before was a little more extensive, but that was coming from the east to the west, so.
I didn't realize how far, away from the coast you were.
Yeah, we're about 200 miles from the East Coast, so
Okay.
most of it doesn't really get to us.
Well, we always pray for y'all anyway, but just,
I appreciate it. The city is going to have its own issue, just like right now, it's the emphasis is in the in Texas, and you're catching some of it in Louisiana.
Right.
But that's been going on for a couple of years.
Right. You're correct.
about three more minutes, so.
All righty.
Hopefully somebody will come.
It's, you know, it's around 12:30 our lunchtime, so, you know, they can be eating lunch and, they, you know, kind of forget about it sometimes.
Understood. Although.
Has joined.
Thanks, everybody.
Good afternoon. Begin shortly. Please join me in saying the Anabakoak. Anabakoak Gedula Chemincha. Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadik. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Acharenu Nora. Kufrei Shayin Sintet Nun. Na Gibor Dor Sheyuchudcha Gevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Tacharem Rachamei Sipkatcha Tamid Shamrem Betet Reish Tzadi Taf Gimel Tassin Kadosh Berov Tuka Nael Adata Et Kufbet Tet Nunayim Yachid Ge'e Lamcha Penei Zofre Kedushata Yud Gimel Lamed Ezayim Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmatia katenu yodea dalumo Kim Kufav Sadiyuta. We brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rahum V'chanum, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notze Chesed L'alafim, Notze Awon Wafesha, V'chata'a V'nakei. We'll be connecting to the Ma meditation, which is what we do between Tu B'Av and Rosh Hashanah. Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud. Yud hey, Yud hey wav, Yud hey wav hey Yud, Yud hey wav. Today is the 19th day of Av, and the meditation that we generate for this day is Kadoshim Tihiyu, be holy. The Kotzke Rebbe added Kodema Mensch, Unach Dem Chelik Mensch. Then be holy. First be a mensch, then be holy. Become a mensch. Umakom she'ein anashim hashtadel l'chayot esh. Uva makom she'ein anashim hashtadel l'chayot ish. In a place when there are no men, strive to be a man. A commentary on the Pirkei Avot asks the following question. Why the emphasis of in a place where there is no man? Try to be a man. The answer, some people act very frum, pious, in the company of their friends. But when they are alone at home with no one watching, there is much to be desired. For example, in shul, they daven slowly and with much kavanah. But at home, they rush through the davening in a few minutes. When invited to a catered meal, they make many inquiries regarding kashrut. But in their home, they are very lax and extremely lenient. To them, Hillel says, when you are in a place where there are no men, in the privacy of your home, strive to be a man. Be the same as you are when you are in the company of others. Bear in mind that though no one sees what you are doing, Hashem does. Contemplate the ways you are act differently among people than when you are at home or someplace by yourself. What is the difference between being a jerk and being a mensch? Characteristics of a jerk, they interrupt. Characteristics of a mensch, they don't interrupt. Characteristics of a jerk, they don't take turns. Characteristics of a mensch, they take turns. Characteristics of a jerk, they take advantage of people who are down. Characteristics of a man, they don't take advantage of people who are down. Characteristics of a jerk, they gloat in victory. Characteristics of a mensch, they are gracious in victory. Characteristics of a jerk, they are sullen in defeat. Characteristics of a mensch, they are noble in defeat.
Has joined.
Characteristics of a jerk, they are not fair. Characteristics of a mensch, they are consummately fair. Characteristics of a jerk, they lack integrity. The characteristics of a mensch, they have integrity. Characteristics of a jerk, they are the people who hope you don't grow up to be like them. Characteristics of a mensch. They are the people you hope you grow up to be like. Characteristics of a jerk. They are the people who would not want your sister or your brother or your child to marry. Characteristics of a mensch. They are the people you would want your sister or your brother or your child to marry. Characteristic of a jerk. They are the kind of person you want to avoid whenever possible. Characteristics of a mensch. They are the people you want to be around whenever you can. The choice is yours. Contemplate why a mensch acts like he or she does. I'll connect to the energy of certainty. Start with the Lashem Yehud, and then we'll study, read from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar, from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29. Lashem Yehud Kudshab Riho, Rikhud, Ishkinte, Vidhilu, Urchimu, Kilu, Udhilu, Urchimu. Le'avda l'shem yud-hei b'vav-hei. Le'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Le'mud Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayihino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kurenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kurenehu. I'm having some difficulty with my computer this morning, so I'm trying to open up program that closed so that we could move forward. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nand Kucha Rihu Koma Deavid Leila Witata Go Baihu Kishot Biovada Bikshot Leila Bina Bialma Divae Bardash Vedach Yaleya Mineya Haga Beyakalana Tehakulhu Ovada Bikshot Inun Wikola It's the Reef Be Alma. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. There is one verse in the Tanakh that we study to connect to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Samti makom l'ami l'Yisrael undati v'shakan taktav v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla l'anoto. The energy of this coming year, 5781, is from Isaiah chapter 66, verse 21. This coming year is the year of redemption, if we are ready. Wigam mahim ekach lachanim lalevim amar Hashem. And of them also will I take for the priests and for the Levites, says the Lord, says Hashem. The Tzaddikim, who have left on the 19th day of Av, Rabbi Yaakov ben Rabbi Machir Huli, is the author of the Me'am Loez, which is a famous cipher written in Ladino, the language equivalent to the Yiddish by the Sephardim. He wrote the Me'am Lo'ez as a cipher to reach out to the uneducated masses, Jewish masses within the Sephardic world. Rabbi Naphtali and Rabbi Yehuda of Nimrod. Rabbi Shimon Sholom and Rabbi Menachem Kalish of Amshinov. And Rabbi Menachem Nahum ben Rabbi Yitzhak Friedman of Boyan. And the Tzadikim who chose to leave on the 20th of Av, which will happen this evening. Rabbi Yehuda Zerachia Azulai. The name Azulai means HaKohen in Arabic. Rabbi Eliezer of Uziboli. Rabbi Levi Yitzhak ben Rabbi Baruch Schnauer Schneerson. I believe he was the sixth Chabad Rebbe, but I could be off on the number. In the eighth verse of the Anna B'Koach, we say in a whisper, our handout today is going to be a class in the 10 luminous emanations. You can find the class on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 10, the second column from the left. And the when you open up the landing page, is click on class 3A, and it will open up to section 24. Please join me in saying the Shema Yisrael, by closing your eyes, leaning slightly to the left, as we say together, Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. We will now say L'shem Yehud, and then start our class. Shem Yehud Kud Shabariku Ishkite Bidhilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Leachta Lashem Yudhe Bavre The Yehuda Shalim Bashem Kol Yisrael Limut Torah Mitzvah Basok Torah Mitzvah Vahino Amadunai Elohino Alena Maseya Deno Kananeik Alena Maseya Deno Kananehu. The 10 Luminous Emanations, the Hakdama, the Introduction, Section 24. This is very simple, for these words have no connection to the study of the literal Torah. In anything that one must actually practice, for it is not the ignorant who is pious, and a mistaken learning makes for evil, and one sinner destroys much good. Hence, one must necessarily repeat them as much as is necessary to not fail in one's practice. However, here it speaks only of the study of the wisdom of the revealed Torah to explain and scrutinize questions that arise in the interpretation of the laws, as Rabbi Chaim Vital deduces there himself. It refers to the part of the study of the Torah that is not performed de facto or to the actual laws. Indeed, here it is possible to be lenient and study from the abbreviation and not from the origins. However, this too requires extensive learning, since one who knows from the origin is not like one who knows it from a brief scan of some abbreviation. In order to not err in that, Rabbi Chaim Vital says at the very outset of his words that the soul connects to the body only when it is connected to the mitzvot of the Torah in the 613 mitzvot. My commentary. Now let us explain the procedure for studying different aspects of Torah. First, it is necessary to realize that the Hebrew letters were designed and created to transfer metaphysical energy through the human eye. Therefore, study which is memorization is possible without understanding. When this is done, then the letters help to change the soul. This is tikkun, or correction. Now, study alone does not achieve complete correction. That takes actions of doing mitzvot. Why? Because the body consciousness does not want to do mitzvot, and the soul learns to be strong enough to overcome this innate laziness or desire for the self alone, or both. When a mitzvah is performed lo lishma, not for its own sake, then it causes some changes to the soul. This, along with Torah study of the mitzvot, completes this process. And remember, all of this is a function of certainty in the process of change to lishma consciousness, for its own sake consciousness. So ultimately, everything depends on consciousness. When one studies Talmud, Rabbi Ashlag explains it is dry and dull laws or torts, and such dressed up in the stories of the patriarchs and their life experiences. When one studies the Zohar and Kabbalah, one is dealing with the essence and not the body. The impact of the letters is much more dramatic and efficient on the soul. And this applies to all people and to all nations. The soul that is a child of Israel needs many more mitzvot of actions. The soul that is a child of the other nations does not need as many actions, but the study is almost the same. The six mitzvot of Noah, like the Esser Dibrot, expand into a significant amount of study of all the mitzvot, except that of the priests and the sacrifices, as is spoken about in the book of Leviticus. Section 25. Now you see how all the questions that we presented in the beginning of the introduction are complete folly. They are the obstacles that the evil inclination spreads in order to hunt soul innocent souls, to dismiss them from the world, robbed and abused. Examine the first question, where they imagine that they can keep the whole Torah without the knowledge of the wisdom of Kabbalah. I say to them, indeed, if you can keep the study of Torah and the observance of mitzvot appropriately, lishma, for its own purpose, for its own sake, meaning only in order to bring contentment to the Maker, then indeed you do not need to study Kabbalah. This is because then it is said about you, one soul shall teach him. This is because then all the secrets of the Torah will appear before you like a lush spring, as in the words of Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah of Avot, and you will need no assistance from the books. However, if you are still engaged in learning lo lishma, but hope to merit lishma by this means, then I ask you,
has joined.
How many years have you been doing? If you are still within the 5 years, as the Tana Kama says, or within the 3 years, as Rabbi Yossi says, then you can still wait and hope. But if you have been practicing the Torah Lo Lishma for more than 3 years, as Rabbi Yossi says, or more than 5 years, as the Tana Kama says, then the Braita warns you that you will not see a good sign in this path that you are walking, that you are treading. Why delude your souls with false hope when you have such a near and sure tactic as the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah? As I have shown the reason above, that the study and the issues of wisdom and the Creator himself are one. My commentary. My commentary. Unfortunately, there is a significant separation between religious people and spiritual people. A religious person perceives that Hashem commands him, and thereby he lacks the consciousness of Lishma, while he thinks that he is doing these mitzvot for the Creator's sake. Remember, command is idol worship, since you are the effect and not the cause. The Satan is the cause of this kind of consciousness, an illusion that lengthens the process. When one starts to study Zohar, when one is breaking through this illusion and beginning to connect to the consciousness of certainty, that will start the transformation from lo-lishma to lishma. How can one overcome this question, which is really an excuse to not study Kabbalah? Never by coercion, never by argument, only by revealing the light of binding by striking. The religious person may live in a community of black hat style dress and be taught to hate anyone who does not follow his path or procedure for prayer or other forms of separation. Yet when the light is revealed by that spiritual person, the klipa that creates the separation can be broken by the religious person. This is the meaning of sending love to one who hates you. Section 26. Let us also examine the second question, which is that one must fill one's belly with Mishnah and Gemara. Everyone agrees that it is indeed so. Yet this is all true if you have already been endowed with learning Lishma, or even Lo Lishma. If you are still within the 3 years or the 5 years. However, after that time, the Baraita warns you that you will never see a good sign, and so you must test your success in the study of Kabbalah. Section 27. We must also know that there are two parts to the wisdom of truth. The first, called the secrets of Torah, should not be exposed except by implication and from a wise Kabbalist to a disciple who understands in his own mind. Ma'aseh Merkava and Ma'aseh Bereshit belong to that part as well. The sages of the Zohar refer to that part as the first three Sefirot, Yetzer, Chokhmah, Bina, and it is also called the Rosh, the head of the Partsuf. The second part is called the flavors of Torah, Ta'amei Torah. It is permitted to disclose them, and indeed a great mitzvah to disclose them. The Zohar refers to it as the seven lower sephirot of the Partsuf, and it is also called the Guf, the body of the Partsuf. Every single Partsuf, the Kedusha of holiness, consists of 10 sephirot. These are called Keter, Chokhmah, Bina, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. and Malchut. The first three Sephirot are considered the Rosh of the Partsuf, and the seven lower Sephirot are named the Guf of the Partsuf. Even the soul of the lower person contains the ten Sephirot in their above names as well. And every single discernment in the upper and in the lower, Rosh and Guf. The reason why the seven lower Sephirot, which are the Guf of the Partsuf, are called flavors of Torah, Ta'amei Torah, is as the meaning of the verse, and the palate tastes its food. The lights that appear under the first three, namely the Rosh, are called ta'amim, flavors, and malchut, the rosh, is called the palate, the chech. For this reason, they are called ta'amim of Torah. This means that they appear in the palate of the rosh, which is the source of all the ta'amim, which is malchut de rosh. From there down, it is not forbidden to disclose them. Quite the contrary, the reward of one who discloses them is immeasurable and boundless. Also, these first three Sephirot and these seven lower Sephirot expand both in the general and in the most particular segment that can be divided. Thus, even the first three Sephirot of the Malchut at the end of the world of Asiyah belong to the section of the secrets of the Torah, which are not to be disclosed. And the seven lower Sephirot in the Keter of the Rosh of Atzilut belong to the section Amim of Torah, which are permitted to be disclosed. And these words are written in the books of Kabbalah. My commentary. Section 26 is clear and then becomes confusing in section 27. Since both sections are answering the excuse, the question number two, which is, I have to continue to study Talmud. The real operative reason is the last paragraph of section 27. Read it again. There is Kabbalah in all levels of Torah that are necessary to truly appreciate and understand all of a particular level of Torah. And this is why the Gra, the Gaon de Vilna, who lived at the same time as the Baal Shem Tov and vehemently disagreed with the disclosure of the Kabbalah by the Baal Shem Tov, actually said that it is necessary to study Kabbalah to understand all the levels of Torah. This is the idea of the flavors versus the secrets, or in Hebrew, ta'amim, which are flavors or tastes, versus the sod, the secrets. Section 28. You will find the source of these words in the Mishnah, in Pesachim, as it is written in Isaiah 23. And her gain and her hire shall be holiness to the Lord. It shall not be treasured nor laid up, for her gain shall be for them that dwell before the Lord, to eat their fill and for stately clothing. What is stately clothing? This is what covers things that Atik Yomin covered. And what are those? The secrets of the Torah. Others say this is what reveals things that Atik Yomin can cover. What are those? The flavors of the Torah. Rashbam, a particular rabbi, interprets, Atik Yomin is the creator, as it is written, and Atik Yomin sits. The secrets of the Torah are Ma'aseh Merkava and Ma'aseh Bereshit. The meaning of name is as it is written. This is my name forever. The clothing means that he does not give them to any person, but only to those whose heart is anxious. This is what reveals things that Atik Yomim covered, means covering the secrets of the Torah, which were initially covered. And Atik Yomim disclosed them and gave permission to disclose them. And one who discloses them is granted what he said in this verse. My commentary. Ma'aseh Merkava is the doing of the chariot, which is taught in my Sefer Yetzirah classes, and is actually learning things like astral travel and mind over matter creation. The term Ma'aseh Bereshit is what is taught by most of the current teachers of Kabbalah, and is the study of Kabbalah intellectually. You will understand what you will understand, and as for the rest, memorize the words. I am not satisfied with this process of Ma'aseh Bereshit, yet that does not make it incorrect. Section 29. Now you evidently see the great difference between the secrets of Torah, where all who attain them receive the great reward for covering them, and for not disclosing them. And it is to the contrary with the Ta'amim of the Torah, where all who attain them receive this great reward for disclosing them to others. There is no dispute on the first opinion, but only examination of the different meanings between them. The Lishma Kama states, the end, as it says, stately clothing. Hence, they interpret the attainment of the great reward for covering the secrets of the Torah. Others say it states the beginning, which reads, eat their fill, meaning the ta'amim of the Torah, as it is written, and the palate tastes its food. This is because the lights of ta'amim are called eating. Hence, they interpret the attainment of the great reward mentioned in the text regarding one who discloses the Ta'amim of the Torah. There is no dispute between them, but one speaks of the secrets of the Torah, and the other speaks of the tastes of the Torah. However, both think that the secrets of the Torah must be covered, and the Ta'amim of the Torah must be disclosed. My commentary. It sounds like a paradox. Actually, it is simple. The Torah has four aspects, the written, which has two aspects, and the oral, which has two aspects. Both the oral and written Torah has the taste and the secrets. Both the oral and the written has the four levels called the pardes or the garden, the peshat or simple of the written and the peshat of the oral. Some of the written can be revealed, and some of the oral can be revealed, and some of each cannot be revealed. When one reveals what is appropriate, the effect is less chaos and true serenity from the revelation of light. When one reveals what one is not appropriate, then the effect is severe, and it is severe chaos, as the Ari lost the child, or revealing what he was told not to reveal. This can be at any of the four levels and at any of the two categories. Do you know the levels of Torah, and do you know the categories of Torah? Peshat, Remes, Drash, Sod are levels. Categories are oral and written. What can be revealed is called Tameh or taste, and what cannot be revealed is called sod or secrets. The word sod has two meanings and is not used interchangeably. Yet most people do not know that. A teacher will help you define these terms and to use them properly. Can you reveal the sod of the oral? When you can answer this question, you will be ready to move on. The question is, will this sod level be concealed forever? or will Mashiach reveal it to us? Section 30. Thus you have a clear answer about the fourth and the fifth questions in the beginning of the introduction, and what you find in the words of our sages, as well as in the holy books, that it is only given to one whose heart is worried, meaning the part called secrets of the Torah, considered the first three sephirot, and Rosh that is given to only concealed ones, and other under certain conditions. You will not find even a trace of them in the books of Kabbalah. In writing and in print, since these are the things that Atik Yomin cover, as it is written in the Gemara. Moreover, do say it is possible to even think and picture that all those holy and famous righteous, which are the greatest and best in the nation, such as the Sefer Yetzirah, the book of creation, or actually the book of formation, the book of Zohar, and the Baraita of Rabbi Ishmael, Rabbi He Gaon, and Rabbi Chamai Gaon, Rabbi Elazar of Garmiza, and the rest of the Rishonim, the first ones, through the Ramban and Baal HaTurim, and the Baal Shulchan Aruch, through the Vilna Gaon, the Gra, and the Lady Gaon, and the rest of the righteous, may the memory of all be blessed. From them we receive the whole of the revealed Torah, and by their words we live to know which act to perform so as to be favored by the Creator. All of them wrote and published books in the wisdom of Kabbalah, and there is no greater disclosure than writing a book whose author does not know who reads the book. It is possible that other wicked will scrutinize it. Hence, there is no greater uncovering of secrets of Torah than that. And we must not doubt the words of these holy and pure, that they might infringe even one an iota on what is written and explained in the Mishnah and in the Gemara, that are forbidden to disclose, as it is written in Masechet Hagiga. Rather, all the written and printed books are necessarily considered the ta'amim of the Torah, which Atik Yomim first covered and then uncovered, as it is written, and the palate tastes its food. Not only are these secrets not forbidden to disclose, on the contrary, it is a great mitzvah, a very good deed to disclose them. And one who knows how to disclose and discloses them, his reward is plentiful. And this is because on disclosing these lights to many, particularly to the many, depends the coming of Mashiach soon in our days. And may we say, Amen. Mm-hmm. My commentary. Please note, when you say the name of the sage or the name of the book that the sage has written, you are referring to the same thing. A book and a name of a sage are the same thing, an aspect of the soul of the person. When you write something, if you are not revealing your essence, meaning your soul, you are not doing it properly. And this applies to an essay on a high school exam or a bestseller on the New York Times bestseller list. And this is truly something that needs to be contemplated. Rabbi Ashlag is also teaching that if it had has become revealed, that it transfers from the sod to the tameh. If it was sod, it would not be revealed by these caliber of people. It also is teaching that evil people can learn the level called tameh, but would never learn sod, since it is never taught by physical people. It is only taught by the heavenly academy levels. Now, many of my students are Jews by choice. What is the implication of this section on the teachings of the man from Nazareth? and his followers. Is the New Testament positive or negative? How can wars be waged in the name of religion, by Kabbalists? How can a Mekubal curse a person for following his heart and claiming he is doing wrong to teach or reveal any aspect of wisdom? Does anyone have any questions at this point? We've gone through a number of sections, and they're very important sections to be true. We still have a few more minutes, so I will move forward with section 31. There is a great need to explain once and for all why the coming of the Mashiach depends on the study of Kabbalah in the masses, which is so prevalent in the Zohar and in all the books of Kabbalah. The populace has already discussed it pointlessly, and it has become unbearable. The explanation of this matter is expressed in the Tikkunim corrections of the Zohar, the Tikkuni Zohar, in Tikkun 30, the abbreviated translation. When the Holy Divinity went into exile, this spirit blows upon them who engage in the Torah, because the Holy Divinity is among them. They are all as hay-eating beasts. Every grace that they do for themselves. Even all those who do study the Torah, every grace that they do for themselves. In that time, the spirit leaves and does not return to the world. And this is the spirit of the Mashiach. Woe unto them that make the spirit of the Mashiach leave and not return to the world. They make the Torah dry and do not want to delve into the wisdom of Kabbalah. These people cause the sprouting of the wisdom, which is the Yud in the name Hevaya, to depart. The spirit of the Mashiach leaves, the spirit of holiness, the spirit of wisdom, and the spirit of understanding, the spirit of counsel, and the spirit of might, the spirit of knowledge, and of the fear of the Lord. And Hashem said, "Let there be light." This is the light of love, the love of mercy, as it is written, "I have loved thee with an everlasting love." It is said about that, "If ye awaken and if ye stir up love until it pleases, then it is love not in order to receive reward." This is because if fear and love are in order to receive reward, it is a handmaid that is heir to her mistress. My commentary. Rabbi Ashlag is now using the concept of a handmaid for Lo Lishma and the many positive statements like fear of the Lord, spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of the Mashiach, and many others to mean Lishma. Why do you think the language changed? Here is a hint. What is the language of branches? And how do I use it? This is a good place to break. We're almost out of time, just a few minutes left. We started late today. It's understandable. Whenever there is going to be a tremendous amount of light revealed, we will start late because the blockages are put up by the Satan. There is a mitzvah to study the Torah. And as part of this mitzvah of studying the Torah, it says, set a time for your Torah study. A Torah study that is interrupted by a phone call, by a spouse calling your name. Torah study that is interrupted is Torah study, but it's not perfect Torah study. Are there any questions? We will continue our study of advanced reincarnation in our 3 o'clock class this afternoon. I bid you all a Shavua Tov, to have a good week, a week filled with peace and serenity, a week filled with joy and happiness. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you.
Shalom Gadol.
Thank you.